Welcome to Oceanside Community Church's Advent Devotional Readings, where we will be reading from Walter Wongeren Jr.'s book, Preparing for Jesus. My name is Christiana, and today I will be reading the chapter entitled, Lord, I Am at Peace. This Christmas too, mine eyes have seen you, which begins with a scripture reading from Luke 2:28-33. Simeon took up the child Jesus in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, according to thy word, for mine have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for glory to thy people Israel. The father and the mother marveled at what was said about the child. When I come to die, O let me die like Simeon. I too have been a watchman, waiting for your coming. I knew the promise of your word. In your word was all my hope, but I sought to see you with my own eyes. So I stayed awake, watching for your coming, O Lord. My soul waited for you, more than they that watched for the morning. More, I say, than they that watched for the morning. I heard it said among the disciples, Blessed are the eyes that see what you see. And I want so to be blessed. It was your voice among the disciples saying, For I tell you that many prophets and kings desire to see what you see, I did not see it, and to hear what you hear, and did not hear it. I myself, I have heard. Sermons and personal declarations and the assurance of many believers I have heard. But I have not seen, and I yearn, O Lord, to see your salvation. I prayed, come. With your spirit and the bride I prayed, come. Since I was him who hears, I thundered, Amen, come, Lord Jesus. Such was my Advent thirst and hunger. Come. And then you did, O Lord, you came. My Advent has been fulfilled in Christmas, and I see you. Again this year, that great and mighty wonder, a virgin bearing an infant, has seized my heart with its glorious love. You came into the world, you've come into my world. You came once, surely 2,000 years ago, but that has caused your coming still, daily, daily, morning by morning, for people like me. And so I celebrate the feast of your nativity this year with a softer passion of gratitude, and that, the gratitude itself, was proof of your presence. Blessed are the eyes which see what you see, you said to the disciples. And what had they seen? In sequence, the same three things that I have seen. Number one, the effective power of your name in their mouths. Even the demons are subject to us in your name, they said. And you said, I saw Satan falling like lightning from heaven. Behold, I have given you authority over all the power of the enemy. I too have experienced in material fact the salvation of your name. For your contemporary disciples prayed for me, and I was surrounded by your love, and the demons did not possess me. Those who believe in you uttered your name for my healing, and though the pain continued, it was changed. Satan could not use it to tempt me. Pain no longer dominated me, for you shared the pain, suffered it with me. Mine eyes have seen you. You have come. And you said, Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. There has grown in me this year again a genuine joy, O Jesus, a personal, deep down, inexpressible joy, joy after loneliness, the joy of new relationship, for I am yours and I am God's. My name is written in the book of life. Number three. Then you thanked the Father that he had hidden these things from the wise and understanding and revealed them to babes, as a babe myself, more needy than able, weaker than strong, foolish from failure, helpless and hungry, I've seen the sheer grace of your love, for I shall be dead, but I live. I should despair, but this Christmas too I've known moments of genuine peace. This cannot arise from me. It has come as a gift from the source of life and truth and light and bread and love. It is visible proof of you. Moreover, I have used your name among the Gentiles, and even now I see what a light you are for them. My words become your angel to all people, testifying that you are the root and the offspring of David, the glory of Israel, the bright and morning star. And hear a prayer. When I come to die, O Jesus, let me die like Simeon. We who watched for you, those eyes have seen salvation. Let us die in peace according to your word. Amen. Another scripture reading. Matthew 2:19-23. Now, when Herod died, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, Rise, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who sought the life of the child are dead. So Joseph rose and took the child and his mother and went to the land of Israel. When he heard that Archelaus was king over Judea in place of his father Herod, Joseph was afraid to go there, and being warned in a dream, he withdrew to the district of Galilee. There he went and dwelt in a city called Nazareth, so that what was spoken by the prophets might be fulfilled. He shall be called a Nazarene. Luke 2:40. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. The 12th day is also the Epiphany of our Lord, one of the oldest festivals in the church's year. In Asia Minor and in Egypt, it was already being celebrated in the 2nd century. The word epiphanine means in Greek, to show forth display. When it's used in the passive voice, it means to come into light, to come suddenly to view, to present oneself, to appear. Epiphany celebrates the manifestation in this human child of his deep divinity. It shines forth like a flood of light, and all flesh sees it together. Even the Gentiles recognize the godness of Jesus. The Magi who came from the east, they were Gentiles. They were our envoys for the Christ child. And even now, they grant us assurance that we have seen King Jesus, and that our worship too is received by him as dear and genuine. So this has been the dawning light of our meditations these 37 days. Jesus. Jesus, holy human, Jesus, God among us, this place and this day, Jesus is the light of our lives and of the world. No longer need we pray, come. He has come. He is here. The Christ child, he grows in us. We are Nazareth. Those who sought his life, thought they killed him on the cross, failed in the end. He rose. He dwells in us. We are his hometown now. Within us, that child, the Son of God, is growing stronger. Strength itself is growing in us. Can you feel it? Within us, the Word of God grows wise and wiser. Can you sense the holy wisdom now occupying your mind? It's the consequence of meditation, when the object of our meditation is Jesus. Upon us, the favor of God, the same favor God shed upon Mary, rests and increases. Can you see it? Oh, rejoice in the glow. The sun in us makes children of all of us, children of God. And since favor and grace are the same, we are grateful, rejoice. But the joy that has grown in us through Advent and Christmas is not merely happiness. Knowledge has tempered that. Wisdom won't let us like fools demand a simple, giddy happiness. Joy knows suffering and still does not despair. Joy sees the suffering of others and does not turn away, but moves forward in courage to comfort and to heal. Jesus is in us now. Therefore, the strength and the wisdom of God, the grace and the joy of our Lord Jesus Christ, the life and the light of his salvation, be with you all, now and forever. Amen. Thank you for listening. This is the end of our Advent Devotional Reading Podcast mini-series.